Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Trumos. Previously, we've been discussing the case of a person who ate, a non-Kohen, who ate Truma by accident. Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph discusses the case of a person who is not a Kohen, who ate Truma on purpose. Ha'ochel Truma Mezid, if someone ate Truma on purpose, Mishalim Es HaKeren Ve'eno Mishalim Es HaChomesh. He pays Keren, right? Why does he pay the Keren? Because he stole. He took somebody else's thing, so you have to return it, right? There's no way you get around that. You took something that belonged to a Kohen, or the Kohanim in general, and you have to return it. So the Keren you pay no matter what. The Eino Mishalim Es HaChomesh, he doesn't pay the Chomesh. Why not? Because the Torah specifies the punishment of a Chomesh in the case of Shogeg. And this is not the case of Shogeg. So this is a case of Mezid, and therefore the punishment doesn't apply. The Rambam points out that this is not because he got away with something. On the contrary, punishments in the Torah are part of a kapara, right? He pays the chomesh, and by paying the chomesh and doing tshuva, he is forgiven, right? All he has to do is be sorry, daven to Hashem, ask for forgiveness, and pay the chomesh, and Hashem forgives him because he did it by accident. He asked for forgiveness, and he did. He took his punishment. He paid the kapara. This fellow, who did it on purpose, he isn't eligible for the kapara. It's not that he doesn't have to. He can't. He does not get kapara by giving a chomesh. He has to daven to Hashem and then hope, right? Because Hashem does not offer him an opportunity to fix it and to make amends, as it were, in this world. And therefore, he's kind of stuck because he did it on purpose. And Hashem does not offer him a relatively easy path towards kapara. Now, since the punishment isn't in play, right, so then the payment is not really part of a truma payment. It's part of having returned something you took. And therefore, hatashlum min chulin. When you give the payback to the kohen, you can give him chulin. You don't have to give him truma, and what you give him does not become truma. And since it's just a monetary payment, im ratza kohen limchol mochel, the kohen has the opportunity to waive the payment. He could forgive you. If I go to the store and park my bike out in front, and when I come out of the store, my bike is gone. Somebody stole my bike. And I go back to that store, I don't know, a week later, and a poor person comes up to me. And he says, "Sir, I feel really bad. I have to apologize. I needed food for my family, and I stole your bike and I stole it, and I took it and I fed my family, and I want to pay it back. I realized I did something wrong. I want to pay you back." I have the ability, of course, to say, "Yeah, of course, please. It costs X. That's the way of the world. That's the law." But I also have the ability, since it's a monetary debt owed to me, to say, "You know what? I can see that you really need it. You're right. You did something wrong. I understand that you feel sorry. I understand that you feel regret. You didn't have to come tell me. And I forgive you. And I don't actually need the money back. You keep it because I can see that you need it. Please take care of your family and be well." Right? I have the ability to do that because I can be mochel on a monetary debt. So too here. Since it is not a punishment and it's not a kapara, it's just a monetary debt owed to the Kohen, and therefore the Kohen can waive it and say, "Never mind, forget it, I don't need it paid back."